was at the rendezvous. Hey. We dodged your time in the federal. Squad box you in like a sectional. We walk through the blast and the residue.
Hey. Now look what we headed to. Rain down on us. Rain down on us. Hey. Wash us in the blood. Wash us in the blood. Holy Spirit, come down. Hey. Holy Spirit, come down. It ain't trying to control, yeah. They want me to calm down. They don't want me to Kanye. They don't want Kanye to be Kanye. They want to sign a fake Kanye. They trying to sign a Kanye. That's right, I call him Kanye. But don't take me the wrong way. But don't take me the wrong way. Cause God took me a long way. They want to edit the interviews. They want to take it to interludes. Cut a whole sentence to interludes. You know that it's fake if it's in the news. Do I let it fly when I'm in the booth? The devil a lying, I've been the truth. Living cause nobody living and nobody getting it. Doing a different rank. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. We need you now. Wash us in the blood. Whole life being thugs. No choice selling drugs. Genocide, what it does. Slavery, what it does.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Fire.
You said you're tired of mistakes. Good things never go your way. Ignore negativity. Turn the page. You're a believer. Don't you panic with fever. Just look to the Father. You gotta believe everything that you pray for. Stay on your knees before Christ and you'll add more. Due to His power, your greatness you're made for.
Trust in the mark of the calling.
Just know if you speak to the mountain, it will move. Fear and illusion, you gotta disapprove. Power and love you walk in is your next move.
Running this race, screaming out loud as I fall in this grace. Don't hand on my spot as we run at this pace. Heavy like Samson, it's poor to be great. The game is on lock and the key in the safe. Pick up your tempo or get out my space. We press for the mark, this is purpose, no play. We press for the cause as we run through the gates.
Pull up like, drop the top like, whoa. Gotta be fresh to life. Got 7 got streets to go. Cruising down 45 like the majors. Yes sir. Cracking the pavement. Music blasting. Mix up the favor. Hollin' out the window. Jesus my savior.
Rebel up your prayer life. Remember what God said. Expect God's power. Speak to the mountain and stand on His promises. Rebel up your prayer life. Remember what God said. Expect God's power. Speak to the mountain and stand on His promises.
Joshua James, yeah, King Clear.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't ready? Yeah, let's go.
You can conquer all in your name. We call all power in you. So, nothing we can do.
The race gets so hard, but I never give up. I'm staying pursuit to the end is my goal.
Cause you know you got me.
You, yeah. Yeah. Press towards the mark, yeah.
Rebel up your prayer life. Remember what God said. Expect God's power. Speak to the mountain and stand on His promises. Rebel up your prayer life. Remember what God said. Expect God's power. Speak to
to the mountain and stand on his promise.
Child is my name. I'm coming home filled with shame. Hear me, Father, today. Please don't turn me away. All I wanted was what I prayed. Played the fool, I went astray. Ignoring you when you said to me that you know what's best for me. I dare not even ask anything. Standing here in your presence, no. Selfishly, I've done it before, and heartbreak was my lesson. So all I'm gonna do is worship you in truth. Lord, I love you, I adore you, I give glory and honor to you. Now when the words won't come, what to pray for me? It's your Holy Spirit.
Chapter 6, verse 8. Be not ye therefore like them, for the Father knows what you have need of before you even ask him. So, if you find yourself asking for the things that you want instead of what the Father wants for you, it goes on to tell you how you ought to pray. It simply says this:
Our Father,
our Father,
which art in heaven,
which art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name,
hallowed be thy name.
Heaven,
thy will be
just
done.
Like it is in heaven, change, Lord, because I know that what you want for me is exactly what I need.
Something to say, and I really want the world to know, is that you have me forever and always. And if I had a measuring tape and every ruler from across the globe, it still couldn't measure the length of my love. And if everybody walks away, I promise you my love will stay. It's just what I am supposed to do for all those times you pulled me through. My love goes on and on and on and on, on and on and on and on and on forever and always. My love goes on and on and on and on, on and on and on. So many hours in the day, and let me take a minute and share my heart. Oh God, you have me forever completely, and I would walk 1,000,000 miles just to be by your side. I'd do it for you, Lord, I'd do it for you, and I would live 1,000 lifetimes for the opportunity to make you smile. I'll do it for you, Lord, I'll do it for you.
And if everybody walks away,
I promise my love.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Governor John Bel Edwards here with a message to everyone. COVID-19 is alive and well in our state. No one, whether young or young at heart, is immune. As a result of an increase in cases and hospitalizations, Louisiana will remain in phase two for the next few weeks. Everyone, wear your mask, social distance, and wash your hands frequently. These measures help protect you, your loved ones, and community. Visit coronavirus.la.gov for more information. Thank you, and God bless.
I want to invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
You are great. You are mighty. There's no one like you.
Yeah. Oh, Mayday, mayday. The earth is shaking. Who gon' save the babies? Come another bloody Sunday. I'm singing mayday, mayday. They love me or they hate me for my skin color. But you say I am your brother.
The government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. Take away the hate, to heal the human race, yeah. We need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a,
we need a
strong God.
Say mayday, mayday. They said the climate changing, the poor people in the cold. But you keep preaching to their soul. We don't need to let.
You've been listening to Bishop Wayne Thomas of the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1439 England Drive here in Alexandria, Louisiana. For more information and service times, please call 318-664-6878. To send correspondence, and if this program has been a blessing to you, you may write P.O. Box 8325, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. This broadcast has been brought to you by Sinlai Moving and Delivery Service. Their phone number is 318-704-6187. Tune in every week at this same time for Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, right here on KAYT and KQJO. Thank you for tuning in to the Word of God on today with Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church. You are cordially invited to attend our Sunday services at 10 a.m., first Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., third Sunday morning worship at 11:30 a.m., Thursday night Bible study at 6 p.m., and our fourth Saturday community fellowship at 11 o'clock a.m. The church is located at 1439 England Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. This program on today is brought to you by Sinlai Moving and Delivery Service. Their phone number is 318-704-6187. And now, here is Bishop Wayne Thomas with the message for today.
Now, I switch from being blessed is the man.
Come on.
From not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Mm-hmm. And now it takes up on how we can be blessed.
Come on.
But then it's telling us that the ungodly will not be blessed like the godly.
Yes.
Amen. God cannot bless no mess.
Come on.
Amen. God will take his hands up off you.
Come on.
And you think God is on you and with you. But the Lord has already left you by yourself. Amen. God does not bless mess. And that's why the ungodly in the Bible said are not so.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here? Watch the word of God here, if you will.
Yes.
The Bible said, but are like chaff which the wind drives away.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it's a little speck of dust.
Yes.
That the wind blows away. Amen. The ungodly have no stability. Amen. The ungodly, amen, don't have a foot, like the old folks say, or a toehold. But the ungodly are to and fro, up and down, and everywhere.
Well.
Amen. The ungodly are not stable in their lives.
Well.
The ungodly, here it is, the ungodly are not stable in their marriages.
Well.
The ungodly are not stable in nothing that they do.
Well.
Can I get a witness here? And the Lord don't have nothing to do with the ungodly. Amen. Now the Lord, I hear your mind. The Lord loves the sinner.
Yes,
but the Lord hates the sin that the sinner do. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Especially if we know we're doing wrong.
Come on.
Sometimes we sin unwillingly.
Yes.
And sometimes we sin willingly.
Yes.
Amen. If we are sinning today, then we know we sin. Amen. If we want to be blessed, it says in Psalm 1. Amen. We need to repent and ask God to forgive us.
Yes.
And put us back in right standing with the Lord. There is witness here. And drop the word of God here. If you will, I feel pretty good right now. And so it is. And 5. Therefore, the ungodly shall stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. In other words, the ungodly, amen, will stand in judgment. God will judge the ungodly for the ungodly ways. God will judge the ungodly because they had an opportunity to get it right. Amen. But they chose to continue to be ungodly and do ungodly things before the people of God. But I love this twist, amen, to the close on 5. Now sinners in the congregation of the righteous. In other words, Jesus would do the separating.
Yes.
That's why Jesus said, let the tare and the wheat grow together.
Yes.
And he said, I will do the separating.
Yes,
amen. But Jesus also said, amen, and we go put our hands and hang out with people that ain't going nowhere. And we go hang and with people, amen, that have a jacked up lifestyle. Amen. I'm going to go there today. I'm going to hang with people and place ourselves in fellowship with people that are not living right.
Amen.
And the charge is not on the people, but the charge is on you and I. Can I get a witness here? By the word of God, if you will. Amen. Don't get quiet on me. Now look at your neighbor. Is it good quiet right now to tell your neighbor? Ask your neighbor. Say, do you want to be blessed?
Do you want to be blessed?
Come on, ask your neighbor again. Do you want to be blessed?
Do you want to be blessed?
Well, surround yourself around godly people, and you will and you shall be blessed.
Yeah.
The one thing about a godly person, they are for the right thing.
Well.
Another thing about a godly person, we can encourage each other in the word of God. And help each other get what the Lord would have us to be.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here? And then both of us will be blessed.
Yeah.
Not only on this side, but in the afterlife.
Yes,
by the word of God here, if you will. For the Lord knows and seeks the way of the righteous.
Come on.
In other words, the Lord looks through the lens of my eyes and your eyes.
Yes.
The Lord sees what we see.
Yes.
Amen. We cannot hide nothing from the Lord.
Come on.
Amen. In other words, the Bible says he have eyes all over the earth.
Come on.
Amen. That looks about to and fro.
Well,
can I get a witness here?
Yes.
In other words, if I see something and I'm looking at it wrong, then the Lord already looked through my eyes and judged my heart.
Yes.
Amen. And that's an opportunity to repent right now. Amen. That's why the Bible said, in your best day, amen, you might feel you didn't do it wrong. But that's why the Bible says you and I should repent daily. Amen. When you open your eyes, you should thank the Lord and repent.
Yes.
When you close your eyes, you should thank the Lord
and
repent.
Yes.
Because you never know if you're caught wrong or done somebody wrong.
Yes.
If you thought you treated people right, you might have done them wrong. Amen. Unknowingly.
Yes.
And that's why we have to repent. Amen. Amen. So the Lord, can I get a witness here? So the Lord knows my heart and he knows your heart. Amen. And if we are here this evening for the right thing,
yes.
Amen, we will make up our mind what we're going to do. Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
We know that God has been dealing with our hearts. We know that the Lord has been weighing on our hearts. Amen. But God, when he tells you to move, you better move. Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
If you don't move, then the Lord will make you move.
Yes.
Amen. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Watch the word of God here, if you will. And so it is here. It's only two ways I told us to live.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's only two ways that you and I can go.
Come on.
The way of the world or the way of God.
Come on.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I choose the way of God.
Well.
Because the way of God is better than the way of the world.
Well.
The way of the world will tell you, go on and do that and hurry up and get your blessing. Amen. Not knowing marching down the road. That's why I had the old folks say, I'd rather serve a God that can see down the road where I can't see. Can I hear a witness here? Why the word of God here before I close? And so if you and I are going to be blessed, if you and I are going, amen, to enter into the kingdom of the Lord, if we're going, amen, to not hang out with the ungodly, amen, Jesus puts it this way in Matthew 7 and 13. He said, enter by the narrow gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Amen. And now many who go in by it. The world looks for the broad way. The worldly way of doing things might look good, but that's not the way to go if we are truly going to be blessed by our God. As I get ready to close here, we're going to have to do it like the Lord can do it. I bid us goodbye, House of Praise. Amen. I thank you, amen, for listening to me for a little while. Amen. I done preached a little message today. Amen. And now I feel pretty good. Amen. I heard a pastor friend of mine say this morning. He said, I felt bad last Sunday. He said, but let me get this word out. Amen. He said, I'll just hold on a minute. I'm showing up like a donkey today. Amen. I feel pretty good right now. Amen. The devil can't do me no harm. I feel like an archangel all around me right now. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the power of God. Observe in a little while. But if you want to be blessed while I close, get rid of the negative people. Get rid of the negative fellowship. Get rid of the wrong membership. Get rid of the wrong clique. Get rid of all of these people here. As I get ready to leave you here, I'm reminded that the man of God that took Moses' place.
Come on.
Joshua said it this way. Amen. Come on, charge me up here, Brother Frederick. Amen. Joshua said this way. He said, but as for me and my house, we'll be right back. know what God been telling you. Yes. You know God been tugging at your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Boy, the switch sides.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes we on the wrong side. Sometimes we with the wrong team.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes we with the wrong fellowship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes we need to switch sides.
Thank you, Lord.
We need to switch fellowship.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need to get with the godly.
Yes.
If we're going to be blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but that lesson blessed me.
Yes.
It blessed me because it lets me know I can't straddle the fence.
Yes.
I can't have one foot on the Lord's side and the other foot on the devil's side. It's not going to work.
Yes.
Joshua said, as for me and my house, he said, we will serve the Lord. We have to make a choice.
Yes.
What's our choice today? We going to serve God?
Come on.
Or we going to serve the devil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to have nothing to do with the devil. Amen. The devil give me enough hell.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
but God has given me the power, and you the power, to place Satan under your feet.
Yes.
Over
the feet. That's it.
We have the power over the enemy.
Yes, we do.
But sometimes we're in the wrong place. And other people holding our blessings up. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So if you want to be blessed today, amen, switch sides.
Yes.
I'm a witness.
Yes, Lord.
If you get on the right winning team, if you switch sides,
amen,
the Lord will bless you. Amen?
Yes.
The doors of the church are open today.
Yes.
There's three ways into the church. By way of ladder, by Christian experience, or by baptism. Let us come. If you need prayer, if God been tugging at your heart, pulling on your heart, if you know you need to make a decision, God has already blessed you. He's already given you the okay. You don't have to stay where people is not a blessing or benefit to advance you in the kingdom of God. It's your choice today to move. Let us come. Let us come. You might need prayer. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Will there be another? Come by the blood and run and walk in your brain. God is speaking to the heart. The door is open. Jesus opened the door of the church over 2,000 years ago. You're not waiting on him, he's waiting on you. All you have to do is come. Thank you.
bless her and increase her life. The Lord have gifted her and blessed her with so much gifts and talent. And it's been a struggle because of opposition, because of people's hearts. She's not getting the support that the Lord have gifted and blessed her to be supported. So we're going to ask that Medicine Michelle to pray. We're going to stand with them in prayer, with her in prayer, and that she will pray the prayer of faith and increase on her life and support. Amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank you now for allowing us to come to this part of the service. Again, God, we confess we have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory. We repent of all thy sins in the name of Jesus. God, remove that from our heart that would hinder us from partaking your broken body and shed blood, for you say in your word that those that come to the table unaware with unrepentant sin shall sleep. God, we know that means death. Oh God, you take it serious in biblical times, you take it serious now. Because this is the ordinance that you established before you went back to glory. Help us, oh God, to respect, give reverence at this hour, at this time.
Yes,
before we come around this table, it is in the strong name of Jesus. We pray now, God, we ask that you change the attributes into the spiritual for the edification of our body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. Let us come around the table and receive the Lord's Supper today, please. Let's come around the table and receive the Lord's Supper today. Receive the broken body of Christ. Receive the blood of Christ. Receive the broken body of Christ. Receive the blood of Christ. Receive the body of Christ. Receive the blood of Christ. Receive the body of Christ. Receive the blood of Christ. Receive the body of Christ. Receive the blood of Christ. Receive the body of Christ. Receive the blood of Christ. Receive the body of Christ. Receive the blood of Christ. Amen. As it is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, 26 chapter 26 verse, the Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to his disciples, and he said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for remission of sin for many. But I say to you, I will not eat or drink from the fruit of the vine until I come into my Father's kingdom. They did eat on one accord. They did drink together on one accord. Tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell the Lord thank you. It was.
Oh, stay strong, baby.
It was. It was the rabbis that said in Israel, the rabbis said, Pastor, y'all American pastors preach strong. You know Jesus, but you have one thing against you. Y'all take grapefruit juice for the Lord's Supper. So they say you should start taking wine, because the wine, the bitterness, will remind you the bitter death that Jesus had to taste. So we was convicted to go to wine, the real wine. Yes. Amen. And so we taste a little bitterness in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for your people. Thank you for allowing us to be partakers of your broken body and shed blood. Now, God, I ask a special blessing upon these that's under the sound of my voice. I thank you for their faithfulness. I pray you keep them coming, oh God. Let them, God, give me what they need, God, as your under shepherd. God, help me now to lead this congregation only as you would have them to be led. God, bless them now. This week, blow their natural mind. Open up doors for them, oh God, that have been closing their faith. Move my